USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
R&B singer R. Kelly is scheduled to appear in bond court Saturday in Chicago after being charged with sex crimes involving minors that go back more than a decade. Attorney Michael Avenatti, who represents two alleged victims, calls Kelly a predator.
I am confident that he will be convicted in other jurisdictions as well, and he will rightfully die in a prison somewhere, whether it be in Illinois or elsewhere in America. He should never walk free another day in his life.
Through his lawyers, Kelly has consistently denied the charges. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is charged with two counts of soliciting a prostitute in Jupiter, Florida. A spokesman for Kraft says they categorically deny he engaged in any illegal activity. Police say they have video. The Justice Department is downplaying expectations that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report will be completed and handed over to the Attorney General next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
President Donald Trump, for the first time, reacts to the election fraud case in North Carolina that will result in a new election. Speaking to reporters at the White House, the president noted election fraud has happened in other places as well.
I condemn all of it, and that includes North Carolina. If anything, you know, I guess they're going to be doing a final report, but I'd like to see the final report. But any form of election fraud, I condemn.
President Trump says he will not allow any bill passed by Congress to become law that prevents him from enforcing an executive order to fund a border wall with Mexico.
Will I veto it? 100%.
And on the issue of trade with China, President Trump says he will consider pushing back a March 2nd deadline to reach a trade deal. There are some final steps that need to happen before a deal is reached.
We will be having at least an additional meeting, and then ultimately we'll have a meeting with myself and President Xi to discuss the final terms and things that haven't been agreed to. But I think a lot of those things have been agreed to, but they want he and I to agree to them in a final form.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Donald Trump says the Amazon deal that fell through with New York is bad for the city. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, the president said it will cost the city jobs.
I think it's a big loss for New York City. I think it's a big loss. I think it's, if you look at the deal was not a great deal from the standpoint of they could have made a better deal than that, a much better deal. But still, I think it's a loss for New York City.
The San Diego Padres have officially introduced Manny Machado at a news conference the day after his $300 million 10-year contract was finalized. Machado says the change in geography from Los Angeles feels awesome.
It's one of the best cities in the world. Can't be better. I have my brother-in-law here. You know, my two best friends have, you know, obviously played here in this organization. They talk very highly of it. They love it. And, you know, made the decision a little easier.
As the baseball season gets underway, there's one professional minor league team that's putting an end to a tradition that's been around for decades. John Clemens reports.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
The Hartford, Connecticut Yard Goats, the Double A Eastern League affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, will no longer sell peanuts or Cracker Jack at the ballpark. Team President Tim Russell says with more than 200 food items available, it makes sense to eliminate just two that allows fans with peanut allergies to attend games. I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.